others, and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council. Ad Council.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden commuted the death sentences of nearly all the federal inmates on death row. 37 will now serve life without the possibility of parole.
President-elect Trump has been very clear that he does support the use of the death penalty. He has vowed to expand capital punishment for drug dealers, for human traffickers. In the statement that the White House released, President Biden did say explicitly, in good conscience, I cannot stand back and let a new administration resume executions that I halted. So this was a bit of an effort to get out in front of President-elect Trump.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. Three remain on federal death row, including the Boston Marathon bomber and two mass shooters. In Madison, Wisconsin today, a memorial service for teacher Aaron West, killed in last week's shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. The funeral for the second victim, a 14-year-old student, was held a few days ago. And weather cooperating so far as millions of Americans fly and drive this holiday season. This is ABC News. The company Character AI has promised changes to its so-called companion chatbots to remind users that they are not talking to actual human beings. The policy revisions follow tragedies involving adolescents.
Some of the chats between teens and Character AI contain sexual overtones, says attorney Matthew Bergman.
A lot of these conversations, if they've been with an adult and not a chatbot, that adult would have been in jail. Rightfully so.
The mother of a 14-year-old who took his own life blames the relationship her son had built with a chatbot he called Daenerys. Matthew Bergman.
If you would have told me 2 years ago that this stuff could exist, I'd have said you're crazy.
Critics call Bergman's lawsuits a money grab. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has sued the NCAA for following transgender women to participate in events marketed as women's competitions. NCAA President Charlie Baker said he only knew of a less than 10 transgender athletes among the more than half a million. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free, in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweater starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Tad Ehlen. Students march on the state capitol to demand solutions to gun violence.
Protect kids, not guns. That was the message Friday morning as dozens of students from Madison and Madison area high schools converged on the state capitol to call on lawmakers to enact solutions to gun violence and mental health access 4 days after the deadly shooting at Madison's Abundant Life Christian School left 3 people dead, including a teenage student, a teacher, and the teenage student shooter. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call hopes state lawmakers will address firearms access.
There are laws that prevent felons from purchasing a firearm, and making sure that felons aren't getting those firearms is, I think, a critical component. Increasing the waiting period, restoring the 48-hour period, for example, is a step that I think could help prevent harm. It could also help prevent suicides in Wisconsin.
Call commented in an interview following the Abundant Life school shooting. With Republicans still in control of both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature, the opportunity to advance firearms legislation remains unclear. A law that bans most public unions in Wisconsin will remain in effect for now. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost announced Thursday he would put a temporary hold on his ruling that Wisconsin Act 10 is unconstitutional while he considers if it should be fully stayed during the appeals process. Republican lawmakers say Act 10 has survived previous challenges and has been on the books for over a decade. Public unions didn't wait, though, and a Madison teachers union already demanded contract negotiations after the ruling December 2nd. The case will likely head to the liberal-controlled state Supreme Court.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Overcast today with light snow possible early. We'll see patchy fog building in by tonight. High temperatures today will hit the mid-30s and slide to the mid-20s overnight. Likely waking up to a foggy morning tomorrow morning, high temperatures will tap the freezing mark and rise above freezing on Christmas. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 33 at our studios.
Wheat futures traded to the upside. That helped to pull corn prices to modest gains. Soybean oil was higher, but lower bean meal prices anchored the bean market. Cotton was sharply higher on short cover, and cattle were lower on long liquidation, and hogs were lower ahead of the H&P report.
Live! I've got Royals tickets. Via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Dave Chatterton from Strategic Farm Marketing. Directly following the news, Jack Scoville from the Price Futures Group. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. And now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
Okay. Yeah, Royals Davis. Tickets.
That's right.
What are you talking about?
Let's see. April 27 versus the Houston, the guys with the stars on their hats.
That would be the Astros.
Hmm?
The Astros?
The Houston Star Guys. I'm pretty sure it's Star Guys.
Star Guys.
Pretty sure.
I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha. You know, there's lots of things that there are lots of baseball fans would like to say and call the Houston Astros.
Sure.
But
sure.
I guess we'll go with the Star Guys.
Star Guys. There's a Star Guy. Maybe kind of a thing. I don't know.
Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you're with us on this Monday afternoon. Looking forward to a conversation with Dave Chatterton coming up here in just a bit. First things first, report day. Got a report day.
Yes.
The quarterly all hogs and pigs report. All H&P on December 1 up 0.51%. The trade was looking for a 0.1% increase. Kept for breeding up 0.08%.
Ooh.
Trade was looking for no change, which is basically what they got. Mm-hmm. And the kept for marketing number up 0.54%. Trade was looking for up 0.1%. I hate to say this, but it's a little bit negative.
Okay.
And the only reason that I'm saying this is because the market has been performing fairly well. Now, it did not today. Today, the hog market was lower to sharply lower.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on some long liquidation. This isn't going to do anything to stop any long liquidation between now and the end of the year, I don't think.
Ooh,
so
okay.
Might be just a touch negative. I don't want to get too wound up on this one.
Do I recall you had a similar response to the similar read on the cattle on feed report on Friday? Fractionally neutral to maybe slightly bearish.
Yeah, just a maybe.
As I recall. Yeah.
Right. I don't know if you want to even get too wound up in it.
Let's not.
And I don't think we need to. So, still a lot of miles out there to feed in the hog industry, and that should be good for the corn demand down the road.
Love
meal
it.
Demand down the road, but that is something that we're going to save for later because, dang, it's just really difficult to extend any upside momentum in this meal market right now. Meal was lower today. Corn did close higher, but it's not like we saw a runaway market there today.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Okay, it's getting on. Let's go ahead and get to the market.
Let's rock it. Export inspections of wheat the weekend of December 19 totaled nearly 404,000 metric tons, up from the previous week, and that helped to support a higher close in wheat. Capping today's short covering advance in wheat futures was strength in the U.S. dollar and forecasts calling for precipitation in U.S. hard red winter wheat country. March soft red winter wheat futures opened steady and on session lows and pushed to close high range and above resistance at 540. March HRW wheat futures 6¼ cents higher today, 551. March SRW up 7½, 540½. And March spring wheat futures closed at 595½. That's up 5¼ cents, Chip.
Very quiet. You know, we're going to say that about all the grain markets. It's very quiet today. It's going to be quiet again tomorrow. But even in low volume environments, you can still get high volatility. We can't forget that.
Well, export inspections of corn week ended December 19 totaled 1.12 million metric tons. That helps support corn prices. USDA also reported the sale of 132,000 metric tons of U.S. corn for delivery to unknown destinations. Corn futures also got psychological support from where a dispute panel ruled in favor of the U.S. That's in its case against Mexico and its ban on imports of U.S. genetically modified corn. March corn futures opened slightly lower in near session lows and rallied to close above resistance at last week's high and near the session high. March corn futures a penny and a half higher today, 447¾. May corn up 1¾, 453½. July corn futures closed at 455¾, up a penny and a quarter, Chip.
Yeah, it was a feel-good kind of day in the corn market. The corn market was leaning on wheat to help it out. I don't think there was any question about that. But the fact that we could get corn to close higher with soybean meal under a little bit of pressure, I think that's a positive.
Export inspections of soybeans week ended December 19 totaled 1.75 million metric tons, up slightly from last week's tally. USDA this morning also announced the sale of 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. Soybean oil futures rallied on short covering, but that turned into pressure on soybean meal as spreaders unwound positions. Bean prices followed meal to the downside. Jan beans opened steady and spiked resistance at Friday's high before falling back to close near session lows. Jan beans a nickel lower, 969½. March beans down 3¾, 975½. July beans closed at 993¾, down 4¼ cents, Chip.
January bean oil today was up 75 points, and January bean meal was down $5 a ton.
March cotton futures rallied on support from short covering after front month cotton fell to a new contract low on Friday. March cotton today 136 points higher at 69.42. Quickly on your livestock, Feb fat cattle 95 cents lower today, 187.45. Jan feeders up a buck, 256.60. And February lean hog futures down $1.55 to 84.37½, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. Hey, Jack, Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas to you and everybody else out there.
Fantastic. What'd you make of today? I know it's a low volume kind of affair that we've got going on, but we still need to pay attention to what's happening in these markets. What'd you make of the way corn traded?
I thought corn was very positive today. It was helped that wheat was up 9 cents, but corn, you know, they had the good export inspections. They had the good export sales last week. They took it down a little bit in the overnight session before the inspections came out, and they couldn't keep it down. I think it was a positive day.
Yeah, Yeah, a feel-good kind of day in that corn market, no doubt about it. Wheat, what was behind the move in wheat?
I think a lot of it just we made some new contract lows going into the weekend last week, and you know, people took a look at the calendar and said, hey, you know, how much do I really want to stick with these positions? I've got a lot of money made this year. I might as well take it off the table.
Yep, no doubt. And then the mixed trade continues in the soy complex with the products going in opposite directions. I would suspect that we're going to continue to see that right into the end of the year, aren't we?
That kind of looks that way. It's been that way for the last several sessions, and I don't see anything really changing here. It kind of depends on how oil acts, really, because the meal price action has been dependent on what the soybean oil has been doing. Yeah. And soybean oil, I think they're trying to figure out whether there's going to be good biofuels demand or not.
Right. Yep. Good stuff. Jack, I'll say it again, man. Thank you so much for everything that you do. You've been with us for a long time here on AgriTalk. Merry Christmas, buddy. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, same to you. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Fantastic. Jack Scoville, Price Futures Group. Okay, we've got a long list of issues that I want to go through. First thing we're going to do, though, is take a look back at 2024. Dave Chatterton, Strategic Farm Marketing, next.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey,
bud. Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com. Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
We've been using Pivot Bio for 4 years. The first thing to drive us to Pivot Bio was the unique thought that there's something else out there outside of synthetic nitrogen that can replace it. And the data shows that we are able to replace that 40 pounds, sustain the same yield goals with 40 pounds less synthetic nitrogen. Anytime we can more efficiently use our nitrogen, that is more efficiently using our dollars.
Visit TalkNitrogen.com for your free nitrogen efficiency review. That's TalkNitrogen.com.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durant help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first. With farmland rates as low as 5.76%, visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad you're with us. okay, like I said, we had the hogs and pigs report was just released this afternoon. The total number of hogs and pigs on December 1 up 0.5%. Trade was looking for 0.1, kept for breeding up 0.08%. Trade was looking for steady. And then on the marketing side of things, up 0.54%. Trade was looking for a 0.1% increase. So it might be a touch, just a touch negative for the markets going forward. All right, let's bring in Dave Chatterton, Strategic Farm Marketing. Dave, it is good to talk to you again. How are you?
I am good, Chip. I hope you're well and things are good in Iowa. We've had our 4 hours of weekly sunshine here in central Illinois and moving back on to cloudy brown and some rain.
Yep. We've actually got about 37 degrees here, and it's not taking long for stuff to start dripping and melting. But you're right, gray, gloomy. It is the middle to the end of December up here in northeast Iowa. That is for sure. Okay, 2024, you're the first one that I'm asking this, Dave. When you look back at 2024, what's going to be on the list of memories when it comes to these markets?
Yeah, Chip, I mean, another interesting year, I think, as always. And I think probably the headline of the year, of course, is going to be kind of the return of Trump and whether we're going into another year of, I'll call it tariffs, trade war, Twitter, or now Truth Social, and kind of the things that are going on. So a lot of unknowns, I think, as we go into the new year. You know, farm margins are compressed here. I think producers are very concerned about profitability and grain prices going forward and what's going to happen. But, you know, there's some other things going on as well. We've had a lot of currency changes around the globe here. I think we've had a very strong dollar here. We're above, you know, we've been above this 108 mark for the first time in about 2 years and kind of hanging on to that. But in the meantime, we've seen a lot of weaker currencies, whether it's the exporters that we compete against and people like Argentina, Brazil, Ukraine, or Russia, or whether it's the people that tend to buy our products. So Canada, China, Mexico, all with weaker currencies. And that changes the outlook a little bit. It makes them more competitive. It makes our exports less competitive. We've had some very strong exports, you know, as you talked about in the first segment here today, but I think that's going to be a little bit more of a challenge going into next year. And I guess our real concern is, you know, did 24 just give us a repeat of kind of that 2012, 2014 period? And if you remember kind of what happened back there, we had, you know, starting in the peak in 2012, coming out of the drought, we had we went from approximately about, we'll call it like 840 or 845 in corn all the way down to almost $3. We had a big $5 plus drop. And then from the 2014 to 2019 time period, so for the next really 5-6 years, we stayed range bound, and we stayed range bound in a lower band. So 320 to about 430 in terms of Chicago, you know, spot futures. You look at what happened at the end of, you know, coming into 21 and 22. We made that high in 22, again above $8. We fell all the way down recently here into that 345 range, and now we're back up and we're right back in that kind of 430, 320 range. So certainly hoping that doesn't last for another 5 or 6 years, but unfortunately, the charts are matching up pretty good.
I was going to say the charts and the comparisons to 10 years ago, it doesn't match up exactly, but it certainly rhymes at a minimum. If it does get us locked into a trading range for the next 4 years, that doesn't mean that the next 4 years will be without opportunity. It's just that we need to be quick to recognize the opportunities when they come along, right?
Yeah. And I think in our shop, Chip, we kind of talk about it, or I talk to our clients about it, and being either offensive or defensive in terms of marketing. And offensive marketing is easy. You can be wrong. You can be kind of lazy. You can be not too proactive and still, you know, make money and have a lot of fun. I think we're into the opposite side right now, where you have to be a little bit defensive, and you have to have a plan. You have to be ready to act. You have to, you know, be willing to sell grain ahead in many cases and do some things that might make you a little bit uncomfortable or out of your normal routine, but tend to pay you back in time. And, you know, we've got a little bit of carry in these markets, but not much. You have to be aware of that. You have to be aware of the cost of interest and the things that have changed there. And of course, I think the big difference 2014 to 2019 is where our cost of production is now and what that means applying those same price ranges, you know, that we talked about for the Chicago Board of Trade. It's a much tighter situation. And I think you and your banker and any of your farming partners are going to be watching very closely about, you know, how you attack that and what you do to preserve cash flow and your capital here.
Yeah. Okay. You know, money flow in 2024 was something that I think was a big story. It's always a big story. I get that. But with the way that the stock indices have been performing, the way that money has flowed into Bitcoin, we're just not seeing it flow into commodities. We're not seeing it flow into the commodities that we watch every day. But when you look at some of the commodities like coffee and cocoa, good grief, there's been some huge moves in those markets. It could happen for the ags, I guess.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, you put it in the right, you know, you put the right headlines in front of it, and there is a lot of, you know, as there always is towards the end of the year, a lot of money on the sidelines that's looking for a home. I think I read a story over the weekend that Warren Buffett is sitting on more cash than he ever has at any point in terms of, you know, a percentage. And, you know, if he's doing that, I would have to think another, you know, other investors or large investors are doing that as well, and money managers. And so, where's the story going to be in 2024? And money chases that story. The story, as you mentioned last year, was the equity market, really not just last year, the last several years. And, you know, relatively cheap interest rates and, you know, 30 and 40% returns on some of these stock indices. You didn't have to be a rocket scientist to manage money and do it. Yeah. I think it's going to be a little bit of a different year going forward here. And like you said, you can make a case here, and, you know, corn is probably leading that charge. Corn is, you know, from a price perspective, performed, I would say, better or relatively better than the other commodities in the ag sector or the grain sector anyway. And in doing so, it's probably tied, you know, I would say not probably, it is tied back to demand. If you look at, you know, where we're at, we printed a weekly record ethanol grind last week. We've got a lot of cattle on feed here that we're taking to some very high weights, or, you know, 30 pounds above the previous 5-year average. Yep. And we've got our, you know, export commitments here in the U.S. that are 30% above where they were a year ago. We had the USDA make the unprecedented move in the December report of adding 200 million bushels of additional demand into the report in the terms of exports of ethanol, and, you know, something they don't do. So we've tightened that balance sheet to a point where I think coming up on this January 10th USDA final production report, a lot of eyes are going to be watching corn here, Chip. And if, you know, a relatively firm cash basis here post-harvest and would have been relatively tight or firm, you know, board spreads or any indication, the USDA could actually cut corn production. And if they do that, you know, we tighten rather quickly. And if you get into a weather situation with in let's say late Jan or Feb with that Safrina corn planting, all of a sudden you've got something to talk about. But, you know, that's what we've been lacking to this point for sure.
That 200 million that they added to total demand, was that enough?
I think it's enough for now. I'm certainly not going to argue that you could see those numbers go up a little bit over time. I don't think it comes here in January or maybe even February. I think that's, hey, we played our card and we're going to leave that card on the table here for a bit. So I think the bigger issue here in the near term is, do they cut demand, you know, do they cut that yield or production number? And I guess I'm a little, you know, I'm on the fence on that. I think it's 50-50. I think certainly you can look at these cash markets and say, hey, this corn just isn't here in the way that the USDA said it was. Yeah. But we'll have to see. Certainly we're looking for demand to slow down a little bit into the second half of the marketing year. You know, we'll have a lot of competition coming out of Brazil and Argentina for corn. They've got a currency advantage and a freight advantage on us into a number of key markets. We're talking about Trump and tariffs against Mexico. Look, in Canada, it looks like that Mexico, you know, they're our number one corn importer. Think that'll get worked out, but, you know, we never know. And, you know, ethanol margins have been under a little compression here of late as the export picture is slowing down. And the other big tariff target in Trump's eyes has been Canada, and they are number one, you know, importer of ethanol. So certainly some things that are going to need to be watched.
Okay. You mentioned the structure of this corn market a little bit with the spread, the carry coming out of that market. What is that telling us?
Well, I think you can read it in a couple of different ways, and the truth is usually in the middle. One is that certainly we're in a situation when you look at that corn and soybean ratio, Chip, where we're at a 2.12, 2.14 ratio here on the spot or on the nearby, or tells you that, you know, certainly from a a purely number standpoint, we're looking for more corn acres next year. And a lot of analysts are throwing out somewhere between 3 and 4 million additional corn acres next spring. And with a normal yield or a trend yield from the USDA in that 184 type range, if you will, you're talking about a carryout that's going to print well north of 2 billion bushels. So the weakness in that new crop is part of it. The other part is, you know, is the corn really here in the old crop, and the old crop's taking some away?
Yeah, okay. Man, that flew by. Holy smokes, we're in the middle of a conversation with Dave Chatterton, Strategic Farm Marketing. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the signals that we're getting from the markets here at the end of the year. We got to talk about what's happening in the soy complex. Then let's take a look forward into 2025.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where March HRW wheat futures were 6 1/4 cents higher at 551. March soft red wheat up 7 1/2 cents to 540 1/2. March corn futures 1 1/2 cents higher at 447 3/4. July corn futures closed at 455 3/4, up 1 1/4 cents on the day. January soybeans were a nickel lower at 969 1/2. March beans down 3 3/4 cents to 975 1/2. March cotton today, 136 points higher at 69.42. On your livestock, February fat cattle were 95 cents lower on the day, 187.45. Jan feeders up a buck to 256.60, and February lean hog futures were down $1.55 to 84.37 1/2. Get more market news every market day. Visit TryProFarmer.com.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic is pleased to welcome our newest family medicine provider, Taylor Anderson, physician assistant, and her family medicine team.
Hi, I'm Taylor Anderson, a certified physician assistant, and I'm thrilled to join Amplify Health by Gunderson and serve the community of Mondovi. I look forward to providing primary health care for patients of all ages.
The Mondovi Clinic is part of Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics and is your trusted partner in health care when you need it. Call us at 715-926-1113 to schedule an appointment with Taylor Anderson.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy, and they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Overcast today with light snow possible early. We'll see patchy fog building in by tonight. High temperatures today will hit the mid-30s and slide to the mid-20s overnight. Likely waking up to a foggy morning tomorrow morning, high temperatures will tap the freezing mark and rise above freezing on Christmas. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 33 at our studios.
Local
opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
We are in the middle of a conversation with Dave Chatterton, Strategic Farm Marketing, here on this Monday afternoon on AgriTalk. Dave, summarize the corn conversation here real quick for us. Odds are the corn balance sheet tightens a bit more. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance that could happen, Chip. And I think the way to look at this is after the USDA did what they did in the December report and added some demand back in a pretty big way, kept the carry out. I think corn is well supported at current levels. We haven't been able to kind of push out that top side of those highs of that, you know, so October and the December highs here, both in that 451, 452 range, but we haven't been able to really plunge very far. And when we have, we've bounced back. So the onus here, I think, in the near term or between now, at least in that January report, is probably on the Bears here. If they want to push it out the downside, they're going to have to, prove their case and put their money where their mouth is. And in the meantime, you know, we're certainly watching what's developing in South America in terms of their crop potential, how it's going to look for the moisture situation once they're ready to go plant that Safrina crop. And of course, keeping an eye on what the USDA is going to tell us here on January 10th.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that 10-year comparison, when you look back at 2015, it's as you said earlier. I mean, it's a lot of sideways trade with a couple opportunities in there to lock in some profits.
Yeah, I mean, there were certainly opportunities in that whole stretch to lock in some profitability, some profitable levels, but you had to be ready and you had to be willing to take advantage of them. And, in that sense, it was probably in that 4 to 430 range. I think maybe in the binocular that we're talking about now, maybe it's in that 4, 450 type of a number here. But, you know, when you see, you know, I'll just put it this way. You see a corn number north of 450 on the board, I think you want to be paying attention and checking out your marketing plan and what your levels and percent solds are.
Okay. All right. What about this bean balance sheet? You go back to the October to November, and the USDA took 80 million bushels off that carryover, but doesn't mean the carryover's tight at 470 million bushels.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're kind of going the opposite direction, I think, when you look at the beans here. And, you know, we're staring a what looks like record, you know, Brazilian soybean production in the face here, whisper numbers in that, you know, 170, 171, 73, 74. Kind of a number. So all in, we're probably looking at around 20 million metric tons of additional supply between Brazil and Argentina here this season compared to last season. And that's going to make exports for the U.S. very tough in the second half of the season. I mean, you're roughly talking, you know, that's almost a billion bushels of beans. It's 880 million bushels of beans if that 20 million were to hold correct. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full going forward. In addition to that, we're lacking a little bit of biofuel policy clarification with the 45Z and what's going to happen into 2025. When you talk about 45Z, Chip, it's not so much an ethanol thing. It's not so much an SAF thing, but it is very much a biodiesel and renewable diesel thing. And so, okay. You know, without that, we're seeing some plants slow down and start to throttle back here a little bit, particularly for oil production. And, those things don't spell, you know, the greatest, path forward here for beans on the balance sheet.
So we've been watching this increase in the crush capacity here in the U.S. Is that something that we should continue to anticipate, or have we plateaued for a while?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance that we're starting to plateau here a little bit. And certainly, you know, crush numbers have been at a record here, you know, month after month after month, and a little bit disappointing in a couple of the last months here, but disappointing in terms of what the expectations are, not in terms of what they are historically. But certainly there's a limit to that. And we also have, you know, when you look at where that's going, we've got to continue to grow the biofuel space and the biodiesel space here in the U.S. But on the export front, we have some challenges in terms of how much oil we could actually export. You know, right now we're at a discount to palm oil. Those exports have been good, but I think they probably are somewhat landlocked in terms of we can only push so much out the export pipe. So we're happy to have any incremental demand that we can have. We're certainly going to need it, assuming that, you know, South America lands the type of crop that they're talking about and that they continue to expand their acres. And, you know, we've got some situations here that down the road could change in Brazil. I mean, they've got some economic conditions that all of a sudden they look a little bit more like Argentina than Argentina looks like Argentina in terms of inflation and currency and what's happening in the political side. So things can always change, but that's the roadmap that we're looking at. When you talk about even, you know, if we take 3 or 4 million acres and put those into corn and take a like amount off of soybeans, even with that and demand, you know, profile that we're looking at going forward, you're still growing carry out year over year into that 25, 26 time period. So the story right now is bearish. I'm not saying that story can't change, but I think, again, it goes back to that defensive marketing mentality.
Well, and it what it means, and you've done a great job of explaining this, and I'll just say it. It's going to take a crop problem, period, end of story, someplace to knock us out of the funk that this bean market is in, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, weather is the great equalizer in our markets, right? And markets are cyclical, and they tend to go higher when we have a production problem somewhere around the world. If you're talking about soybeans, that's certainly going to have to be either the U.S. or South America. And right now, we're just not in that situation. If you take that a step further and you look at who's the biggest global demand base for soybeans, and it's China, and what's happening in China right now, their economy is not so great either. Their import pace is actually slowing a little bit here.
Holy smokes.
Of that can be, some of that can be self-imposed, but I think a lot of that has to do with simple 101 economics of, you know, hey, our economy is slowing down. We've hit peak population. We're trying, you know, we're stimulating. We're trying to do what we can do. They've got a property market problem. They've got a public and a private debt problem. And, you know, consumers aren't doing what they used to. So it doesn't mean that they fall off the cliff, but it certainly means that, you know, it's going to be even more competitive for us to gain or to garner or to even keep our market share in that situation.
It's been like 3 years of second verse, same as the first, when it comes to China and the outlook for the economy there, Dave. It just isn't very good.
Yeah, I mean, they keep going. They're, you know, and they've got they don't have quite the public scrutiny that we have around taking on debt or putting out stimulus, but they also take a very long-term view, and they're not afraid of short-term pain for long-term gain. And, you know, I'm not sure what all that means, but I knew, you know, it's pretty obvious that they have a problem with their property market. It's pretty obvious that the consumer demand is slowing down a little bit. And, you know, when you're putting billboards up in your major cities and asking your citizens to procreate and have babies, I guess I can't imagine we'd ever see that in the U.S.
Hey, but, careful. You know. We might lose Davis. He could be deciding that he's going to change locations here with that.
I've already been a baby. I'm through all that.
Oh, you're already done with that.
I'm done. I'm grown.
I gotcha. All right, Dave,
Would that be mentally or physically?
Yeah.
Jury's out, sir. The jury's out.
Here.
Oh, man. What else? What else are you watching for 2025?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really interesting year. I mean, we've talked about some negative stuff here, and, you know, I don't want to say that it's all, could be that. We talked about the health of this this Chinese economy. I think one thing people aren't talking about is this potential for peace accord between Russia and Ukraine. And I think people essentially, you know, when we talk to our producers about that, especially, they're like, oh, my gosh, more exports from them, and they're going to, Ukraine's going to grow a big crop, and we're going to be, you know, it's bearish, bearish, bearish. I think it's actually probably friendly. I think what happens is if you get a peace accord there, Chip, the ruble probably, if the sanctions are lifted, the ruble probably starts to rally, and Russian wheat prices have to rally with that. And in doing so, all of a sudden, we could maybe get a little bit of that export market. It could actually be friendly, the wheat market. So some of the things that we see and that we've been talking about and kind of being on, you know, there's actually some friendly, you know, things out there, and you know, we'll see what happens. I don't know when we get the next production issue around the world here, but, you know, there's a lot going on out there, and the health of this Chinese economy is going to be one of them. The, you know, potential peace in the Black Sea. I'm not sure what happens in the Mid East, you know, and then here in the U.S. and South America, of course, it's going to be about weather. So,
yep. Okay, you've talked about this a couple of times, having that defensive mentality when it comes to your marketing strategies for the year ahead. Where does that start? Where's your risk management program starting?
Well, I think it always starts with knowing your costs and knowing what your break-evens are, and, you know, what your financial situation is and your ability to, you know, wait things out or or, you know, how comfortable you are, what your sleep quotient is by not having any grains sold here. And, you know, I think the second thing you need to do in the short term here is, you know, it's a ways away yet, but March 15th is the Arc County PLC, as well as the crop insurance deadline. And those decisions are going to be a little bit different this year than what they have been. If you look at crop insurance, there's a pretty big change underfoot here in what's happened with a product called ECO. And ECO is a product that can take you up to a 90 or 95% coverage level. But the big change there is that the federal subsidy on that product, it is a county-based product. It's not an individual, you know, farm product, but yeah, it's a county-based product. But the subsidy from the federal level went from 44% last year to 65% this year. Oh. So that means buying a high level of coverage, and I'll put that in terms of central Illinois or high productive ground in Illinois, that product at a 95% level is probably $11 or $12 an acre cheaper in corn this coming year than it would have been all else equal last year. And so with prices where they're at and trying to, you know, get your way as, you know, protect as much as you can here against what could be a kind of a, you know, an extended period of downside, definitely something you need to talk to your agent about. And there's some products that go along with that, Chip, that are called offset products. And those allow you to take some individual 95% coverage along with that county coverage. And because you get, you know, either or, not both of those, it's actually a little bit more affordable than I think most farmers think it might be.
Dang.
And, that ARC PLC decision again. I mean, I think if you know, a number of ways to view that, but it's not the layup for ARC County that it has been in the past several years.
Right. Right. Dave, great conversation. Fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for making time for us.
No, Chip, thanks for having me on. Certainly, Merry Christmas to you and your staff and everything. Grateful for everything that you guys do for agriculture and for our industry here, and wishing everybody the best in 2025.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dave. Merry Christmas. Dave Chatterton.
Hi, it's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, whatever you're craving. From 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop JTV.com/radio.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe here with your daily reminder to get on Tropic Time. Mm-hmm, take 10. Sip a refreshing smoothie and manifest a your cabana side. Slade Hot Yoga, treat yourself. Crushed back-to-back meetings, get that me time. Adulted a little extra today, you deserve a vacay. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And when you want a little snack with your smoothie, pair our new Hawaiian barbecue slider with our new caramelized pineapple smoothie for a match made in pineapple paradise. Limited time only.
Brady Spangenberg is Marketing Director for Crop Protection at BASF Agricultural Solutions. Brady, what is BASF doing to help growers deal with what is, for many, a tightening of cash flow?
Absolutely. We know that some operating notes out there can be 8%, 9%. That's almost $5 to $6 an acre that you might be spending just on interest. And so what we're doing is offering 0% financing if growers book with their retailer from now until March 15th for any crop protection products that BASF offers. And there's a very flexible minimum, one brand, $5,000. So we want to make sure that grower is having the right conversation with the retailer ahead of time. and really plan for success in the season, whether that's, you know, a pre-post overlapping residual herbicide program or having a discussion about fungicide performance like Veltima in corn or Revitec in soybeans.
Yeah, well, getting ready for the crop protection season is one thing, and getting rid of the stress of a high financing charge is completely different, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we wanted to support growers in that planning process as much as possible, so offering post-harvest terms, no payments, no interest until November, so some other programs might try and get the clock started earlier than harvest, and we think, you know, in order to have the best plan for the season with your dealer, this is the way to go.
Fantastic. Where can listeners go for more information, Brady?
The best place to go is just Google BSF Financing. It'll drive to our partners at John Deere Finance or Rabobank or other retail organizations. Otherwise, just talk to your local retailer about what financing options are available and get started on the 25 season.
BASF Financing. Excellent. Thank you, Brady. That is Brady Spangenberg. He is the Marketing Director for Crop Protection at BASF Agricultural Solutions.
As a grower, when you take out a land loan from FBN Finance, you're borrowing more than money. You're borrowing expertise from loan advisors who are often farmers themselves. You're borrowing loan technology that makes smart decisions faster and easier. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here on your Monday afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in. I've got Chip Flory as well. That's something.
Huh? It's December 23rd. It's 2 days before Christmas.
It's coming right up. It's coming right up. I think today is actually Eddie Vedder's birthday.
Oh, really?
Jam. I think I saw that somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't much care for Pearl Jam. Like, after their first album, like, enough
huge,
already.
Yeah.
We get it. But,
yeah.
You know,
huge,
for that was
huge Cubs fan, too. Eddie Vedder.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Despite the fact that he made his claim to fame in Seattle, home of the Mariners.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Fish Hat guys, if I'm saying that right. Did I pronounce that right?
Yep. I think so.
A lot of things kind of perked up little flags in my head as we were going along through the conversation with Dave Chatterton today. I'm going to start. I'll just start at the top of my little list here. The first bullet point that I wrote, bro, took us back to that 2012, 2014 time and then walked us up through the present. That was a terrific narrative. But once again, we see somebody, planting a little toothpick, putting a peg in that period of time.
Yeah,
and it does seem like there are lessons to be learned there that maybe we can pull forward into today.
We've been talking about it for four full years.
Yep.
Because 2020 kind of rhymed with 2010, 11 and 21, 12 and 12, or 12 and 22. I mean, it's been a pretty remarkable stretch where we can look back at that chart from 10 years ago. And as I said, it doesn't give you exact direction. It doesn't give you exact pricing, but boy, there's a lot of similarities there. And you guys, if that continues, we've got roughly 4 years of a market that is going to provide quick, fleeting, rare, however you want to describe it, opportunities to lock in profits. And that's why you got to be ready for these. And when the opportunity comes along, you're going to have to jump on it. That's what it suggests. Now, the big thing is, you know, we keep saying, unless there's a weather issue. And I think you all probably know where I come down on that. I think we need to be heads up big time going into 2025 mm-hmm. for a potential drought because of the 89-year drought cycle.
Another interesting thing that he mentioned was the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
Who knows where this ends up, dude? I imagine the vibe of the conflict, as it already has, I believe. I think just President Trump, the whole vibe is going to change. Something's yeah. going to be different with different leadership in the White House. But the idea of peace being declared over there and suddenly the ruble, the Russian currency, begins to gain strength. Now yeah. suddenly they got the same kind of problems that we do over here with our dollar. And yeah. I don't even know what the dollar's at today, but it's too high. That could help us, at least in the wheat, maybe.
Yeah. Yep, the dollar today is trading about 400 points higher, 108.08.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, 108.08. The high wow. of the year was set last year at that 108.54. So we're just called 500 points below the high of the year. We could be tomorrow.
it wouldn't be roughly the same time last year, but was it kind of roughly the same time last year, coming out of the holidays, coming into the holidays type of deal? We spiked it. Where did that spike come from? Do you have it in front of you? I'm putting you on the spot now.
Well, hold on just a moment here. Let me take a look. No, we were working up from a 102 area.
Okay.
At the end of 2023 into the first, we hung around that 102.50 level for about 2 weeks. And then we started to climb, and there's been setbacks along the way.
Yeah.
And the big setback came in mid-August. And after mid-August, we had a setback down into the, what was it, just under 101, I believe. Yeah. Closer to 100, 100.38 is where we got to at the end of September. And since then, it's been an impressive increase since then.
Yeah, yeah. Just one more, that new crush capacity. I wonder if we're not looking at a case of some people who maybe had the financial wherewithal to get out in front and anticipate this and build out a little bit or make ready for when the legislation catches up, for when the market catches up. And maybe we've seen all those folks make their entries. And now whoever remains are those waiting for the free market to say, okay, now jump on board this train. You don't have to build the train anymore. You can hop on, just hook your car on the same track here and off we go. Is that about right?
I don't know if there's a whole lot of forward thinking in the market at this point. I think what we've done is we have those that had contracts to fill mm-hmm. built up their capacity so that they could meet those demands. But now it's, I'm going to quote Wiesmeyer again, the only thing that's certain is the uncertainty under a Trump administration. Mm. And where exactly that biofuels policy takes us, I'd like to say with some level of certainty that I know what it's going to look like, but I just don't.
You can't. No.
No.
You can't.
No. Right, so we'll see. We'll get some clues early in the year, I think, on what that biofuels policy is going to look like. And 45Z and the protocols coming out of the Treasury Department, I think, are going to be part of that. How aggressive and how quickly do they want to get that done? All right, National Weather Service 6-10-day outlook, December 29th to January 2nd. Above normal temperatures expected over the entire country, the lower 48. Got above normal precipitation also expected over the Corn Belt. It gets a little dry down in Texas and Oklahoma with some below normal expectations. And then December 31 through January 6 in the 8 to 14 day, near normal temperatures expected in the middle of the country with above normal precip in the west and near normal in the east. We'll talk to you live tomorrow morning, 10:06 Central.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Ad Council.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
You're listening to WRDN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House Ethics Committee released the report stemming from the sexual misconduct and illicit drug use investigation.